just after the podcast had finished, we then headed over to Tom Lenthal's and I got surprised with a Jaguar XJ. And I just didn't know what to say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Auto Alex podcast. Eighth podcast. Bloody hell. And I had a quick look at the stats. We have done 250,000 downloads.
That's pretty good going.
So thank you, everyone, for listening, watching, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, you are joined today by me, Auto Alex, by Rory Mackay.
All right.
By Taylor Hetherington.
Hello.
Of Dodgy Used Cars.
Piss off.
And also special guest, Luke Scambler of Scambler's Automotive. Is that still going?
Well, for
is
now.
That, is Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Luke, I've heard rumours.
Oh.
I've heard rumours about
Oh, he's got a girlfriend.
No,
early stage.
No, right. Yeah. I've heard rumours that Luke might be joining Tailor-Made Cars.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep. Oh, he needs a fluffer.
Well, yeah, a permanent fluffer.
Yeah.
For the cars as well.
Yes. Anyway, Luke is a good friend of ours, a good friend of Taylor's. Obviously, we've known Luke for a while, and he does all the driving when we go abroad, and he does the helping, and he comes along, and he also does the Auto Alex merch. You are like one of the best sellers of shit that I've ever seen.
He is very good at upselling.
Especially Taylor's cars.
Yeah,
because they are all shit. Yeah.
Well, this is why he's getting me in, I think. Because he just needs, he makes no money and everything has to be upsold.
No, that is not at all the reason. It's because Taylor is so disorganized that he can't actually organize even getting anywhere on time.
Speaking of disorganizing, we're going to get on to something very, very funny in a minute. That's going to make both of you and everyone listening laugh to prove just how disorganized Taylor is.
Before we get on to that, you are, I would say, almost as disorganized as I am. You just have more people around you than I do.
Yes, because I'm organized. I'm organized and I have good people around me. You can't even do that.
No, you are disorganized.
I am, but I have organized people around me.
Yeah, I know. That makes you organized.
Exactly,
but without those people, you would be as disorganized as I am.
Yes, but it proves that I am organized because I have organized people to be around me who are organized.
God, why don't you two just make out? Jesus.
We are. Oh, yeah, you haven't got your little fella anymore, have you?
No, I sold him.
Okay, you've sold him. Right, anyway, before we actually get started with the podcast, it's going to be quite a long one. So if you like driving or doing stuff, then slow down, okay? Stick to the speed limit. I just wanted to say hello to a few people who have been messaging on Instagram, on Twitter as well, or where they've been listening, what they've been driving, because we love to see all those messages, don't we? Yep. Like stories, we're going to repost those. And I just want everyone just to flood like Twitter and Instagram saying, I'm listening to the Auto Alex podcast, which is still number one in the automotive and leisure.
Yeah, and number 30.
Number 30.
In top UK podcasts.
Top UK.
Good.
Leisure we're higher than Newlyweds. Higher than Shag, Marry, Avoid.
Are we still higher than Carol Vorderman?
Carol Vorderman doesn't even know.
No.
Like, she's not even in the same stratosphere.
Can't even calculate the numbers, and that's funny because she's a maths person. She did Countdown.
Rory, can you turn us up a bit? I can't really hear myself in the... adjust your machine.
Hello.
Is that better?
Right. Anyway, before, like I said, we get into the meat and two of the podcast, a massive hello to Farmers Greg Racy and JJ Garrett, Beth recovering in hospital, Auto Sportivo on a ferry, an old Ford, that's his Insta handle, stuck in site traffic, HGV mechanic Ross, it's Bowles listening at 35,000 feet, truckers E82 Gandhi, Slipknotted, Cambercon and Rob Ridgen, E2 Chopping Logs, James from Camera Tracking Vehicles Company, Bickers Action, 6N2 Deck on his lunch break, ADYD listening in the office, GW and Dead Man Driving, both road tripping in Australia, bloody hell, Pom's Garage listening in his very own shitbox Miata, and Jonathan listening in a hearse.
I thought that was us for a moment there. I thought it said ADHD listening in the office.
Yeah, yeah. But the point is, you guys have been telling us where you're listening and just listening in general. So thank you very, very much. There are so many more, but I just couldn't keep up because there's just so many messages.
Yeah, and I've had a lot of positive messages on Instagram as well. And don't say I haven't got a following because I have.
But you don't. You're just trying to get a following now. I've it's embarrassing.
Is it just the same person?
Is
it your mum?
Is your mum on Instagram?
No, she's not.
Oh, no, she's on OnlyFans.
I've had a big fucking get off this podcast. How dare you speak about my mother like that?
It's only grands. Is that better?
I don't have a gran.
Oh.
So no, that's probably not going to work.
Oh, me? Oh, okay. Well, I look like a dick, don't I?
Yes.
So you are a dick. It's just only mums then?
No, because my mum's out of the picture. You can stay away from my mother. But anyway.
You ain't my mother.
You ain't my mum. Well, anyway, I've had a lot of positive messages as well from everyone enjoying the podcast, enjoying what we're talking about. I also had a lot of comments last week about you two because you are really stupid for not guessing the Pontiac GTO.
Oh, it's apparently such an everyone obscure was car screaming that no one's heard at that.
Oh, and you two couldn't guess it because you're rubbish with cars.
So bore off.
I knew what it was, I just didn't know the name of it.
No, you didn't. You're just rubbish. You're both rubbish.
I didn't even know. Anyway, let us now get into what we've been up to. Rory, you've had quite an exciting week. You've had a very funny week or day. So I don't know what's been going on in your world, Luke, but what's big in Luke's gambler's world recently?
Well, nothing good.
He's got a bird.
He does have. Well, I do. Got a bird.
Well, she's not my bird.
Oh, she's someone else's bird.
No, my God. No, it's
just, it better not be my bird because she organises my life.
Well, I hate to be the one to break this to you.
Oh, for crying, Rianne. Oh, for right. Let me take this wedding ring off. Hello. Better not because my father-in-law listens and your mum's neighbour listens to
Dave
the podcast.
Yes, my
mum's neighbour, Rob,
Uncle
listens.
Uncle Dave.
Actually, no, I can't call him Uncle Dave. I've got to call him Dad Dave.
Yeah, Dad Dave.
Because he is my dad. I love Dave. Yeah. By the way, Dave, if you're listening to this, I love you.
He's actually recovering from a hernia operation.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he had a hernia operation on Friday.
Oh, bless
What day is it today?
Well, I hope you get
this Tuesday.
Soon, Dave.
Tuesday. So this is coming out tomorrow, so Wednesday. So he's had a few days recovery.
Well, I hope you're all right, Dad Dave. But anyway, carry on, Luke.
Yeah, so I'm seeing someone, which is nice, because for some reason, they also like me, which means they either need an eye test or they've something.
Let's face it, they've got daddy issues, because that tends to be the history of Luke's girlfriend.
Oh, sorry, why are you name dropping Dad again?
Oh, huh? Sorry.
He does this every week. Dad did this, my dad did that. We get it, Rory. You have a father.
I know, Rory. Talk about rub it in.
Look, right, he bankrolls this whole channel.
He does, yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
It's okay, Taylor. You can keep calling me daddy.
You can sling your hook.
Anyway, sorry, you got yourself a little fella.
Yeah, I got myself a nice little fella, hopefully. Jesus. Also got myself a replacement for Nut.
Oh, yeah, you sold Nut. So remind everyone who is Nut, what
so
is Nut?
So Nut is, obviously, for those who have followed the channel, Nut was Alex's BMW X5, 3-litre diesel manual.
Oh, which, I love that car. So
the
much.
Red one. Dark red one.
Yeah. Fantastic car. Served very well. I did 16,000 miles in that in the first 3 months I had it.
For 3 months?
In 3 months.
Oh, my
Well, he had a bird up north.
Oh, we did. Yeah,
so
yeah,
he was floating up and down the country.
I've been around a bit.
You have? So, you clearly have,
God knows how.
A lot of people call him a bike.
Do you know what? The first time I met you, I think it was within about a week that I heard a friend of yours refer to you as a bike about 7 times.
I'm not a bike.
So your reputation preceded you.
No, your trouble is that you are too picky.
You are very
picky. You are way too picky.
Do you want to pedal my ears?
What?
That's a good chat outline. Hello, darling. Do you want to pedal my ears?
What, like podcast? Like in your ear holes?
No. Because you imagine if a girl was to pedal your ears.
She'd be sitting
imagine, just think of the position. She would be...
I don't know how short the legs of the birds that you've met are.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. If it's a bird version of me, then that would work.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, your replacement. This has now turned into like Shag Married and I, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, we'll get on to cars. So the replacement for Nut is...
A BMW X5.
Oh, for Christ's
sake. Which is quite funny because we bought from...
What South area? End.
South End. South End on sea in
and
Essex.
And was anything wrong when you bought it? Or?
Well, the chap who had it and messaged me actually is a big fan of the channel as well. So
and he's probably listening to
Tyler
this.
In South End is a big fan.
Yeah. Hello, Tyler.
And he specifically, on the phone to Taylor, when Taylor was talking to him, because obviously, you know, I'm not very good at negotiating deals on cars because I thought it was already a good deal. And he said, look, let me handle it. So he was on the phone and Tyler literally said he only follows me on Instagram and knew that I had a car that he wanted to basically do a deal with this X5 on. Because of you two, it was just because of you that he follows me.
Yeah,
which was,
okay.
Nice.
He welcome. Only bought that X5 that he sold to Luke because of he saw our X5s. Yeah.
Oh, you're so welcome.
So if it wasn't us for having X5s, then he wouldn't have an X5.
So can I just get this straight? So a car deal isn't the only good thing that I've done in your life, is it? Because
there have been other things.
Are we going to go into that?
We're talking about peddling ears again, aren't
we? If we talk about birds anymore, I'm going to be sick.
Okay, sorry.
Well, it's all right because we're coming up to the NEC again.
Oh, it's crying out loud. Okay. Oh, speaking of the NAC, we will all be there at the Lancaster Insurance Classic Car Show, which is between the 10th and 12th of November. So make sure you come down because we are going to be doing, I haven't actually told anyone yet, a live build or a live kind of fix of that Daimler 250.
No, we're not.
So we are.
That's my weekend off.
No, I've spoken to Tom Lentho. I said, give me a list of parts. We're going to be doing that.
Are you mad?
And then, I'm just about to tell Taylor something that I know he's going to get all overreacted.
Oh, is it podcast stuff?
No. So you know, Taylor, you always like to have your cars on display.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've actually arranged for the Z3 to be ready so that it can be on display.
Okay, but sorry. Where? Doesn't have a place on our stand anymore because there's a Daimler there now.
Your car is just too shit.
So what else is going to be on display?
Van Diesel.
What's the point in that?
Because we need Van Diesel for stock.
Oh, no, you empty all the stuff. It's just stupid. I'm bringing a Z3. You'll find me.
You'll park it outside.
You'll have to park it
outside. No. You'll find me a place. It'll be fine.
Anyway, the NEC Classic Car Show. I'm going to be there with Daddy. Oh, that you ran, Mike Brewer. We're going to be up on stage doing chats about 20 years of Wheeler Dealers. I'm going to be doing like YouTube-y stuff. There's going to be doing like a trials bike kind of comparing that's going on. Dougie Lampkin and his son Alfie, and you know how they usually like jump up on boxes and stuff. They were like, help, bastard, we're from north, we don't want to be jumping up on boxes no more, you got a car that we can jump up on.
Is he constipated?
No, he's just northern.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did he try and tune your car afterwards as well?
Jesus Christ. Anyway, I'm going to be bringing a car to the NEC that they are going to be jumping on and partially destroying. I'm not going to reveal what it is. You know what it is. It's my most hated car. So if you want to see that, and if you want to see really cool stuff on stage, and if you want to see us do a kind of live build at the NEC of the Daimler 250, we want to get it running independently.
I'm not doing that. It's my weekend off.
No, you are. Sorry. No, sorry.
But also, I will be on display, and as will my BMW Z3. So if you want to come and see those...
Are you going to be a blimp? Are they going to put a string on you and then you're going to blimp them out?
Sling your hook.
Anyway, come to the NEC. It's going to be really, really fun. We had a great time. And also, if you want to get a couple of quid off your ticket, use the code... What is it?
I'm going to
use Alex. Use the code Alex.
Is that it? Not just even Alex. Auto Alex.
No, didn't we do it together? Oh, no, I did it with Rhiannon in the Eurotunnel. Use the code Alex because I kept on saying auto Alex and she was like, no, it's actually Alex. Use the code Alex for a couple of quid off your tickets to the NEC.
How famous are you? You can just say Alex and get 10% off now.
I know.
It's not even like auto Alex. Yeah. It's just
try it in Alex. Sainsbury's as well.
Sainsbury's.
You go up and you'll be like, Alex. And they'll be like, oh, okay, it's 10% off.
I'm not sure that works.
Okay. Anyway, any more exciting news or is that you done?
Well, I mean, we got to the bit, obviously, I've bought an X5. There is a slight problem though.
Because my
current daily is Taylor's 525D.
Yeah,
because my favourite car.
I had to lend him a car because there was a bit of an issue with the X5.
So what's the issue, Lou?
Well, flat when tire we or? Well, the tyres were all flat when we went. Yeah, they were all flat when we went to look at it. But Tyler said, you know, and he showed us that the vacuum lines were all split.
Oh,
he said, so there's no boost. So those who follow Taylor and myself on Instagram would have seen me getting in a colossal mess.
There's probably not many people then, if you're asking if people follow
Taylor. I think combined it's only 47,000 at the moment. So yeah, not
so is it 46,000 of yours? Must be. Because Taylor's, have you broken into four figures?
I think you're just jealous.
What am I jealous of?
You're jealous of me and my following.
I'm actually jealous of you and your van. I really like that. We're going to get onto that in a minute.
But yeah, carry on. It was very funny because Taylor turned up at my unit because I was like, help. And I looked like Fred Dibner after a hard
Who's
day.
Fred Dibner?
Is he a footballist?
Is he an old man?
He's a steeple. How can you not know Fred Dibner? You're ancient. How can you not know who Fred ancient. Dibner is?
You are the youngest, but the oldest
he's
here.
He's the bloke who used to, is steeplejack, used to make towers fall over.
What?
And he always had a pint.
I don't know who that is.
He was on Takeshi's the telly Castle. In the 80s, back when I was younger.
Takeshi Castle.
Must be. That's it. Fred Dibner from Takeshi's Castle. Yeah, he was doing the vacuum lines on it.
Yeah.
And he rung me up and he went, Tyler, there's been an explosion. And I was actually in the middle of cleaning my van. And I drove all the way to Luke's and he was just trying to do the vacuum hoses. And at first he put them on the wrong way around.
I did do that.
In the making, ended up making himself look like Fred Dibner. And then we realised that...
Takeshi's Castle.
Yeah. And then we realised that he'd put them on the right way round.
Yeah.
But it still wasn't boosting and we couldn't work out what it was. So I had a look at it, plugged the diagnostic machine in, checked the hoses, blah, blah. And it was kicking out loads of black smoke. It was running really rich. And I said to him, there's a problem. It's not getting enough air. So I checked all the boost hoses, blah, blah. I checked the EGR valve as well. Yeah. We took that off. And in the end, I took the turbo hose off of the front of the turbo. I said, I want to check the turbo, see if it's got any play in it. I took the turbo hose off and the turbo just does not spin.
Oh, wow.
It's completely seesolid. Wow. And we drove it all the way back from Essex like that.
With no turbo?
With no turbo.
What is a non-turbo X5 like to drive?
Slow.
Is it?
Smoky?
Is it economical?
Very, actually. So this is the surprising thing. I was really surprised because it's an auto as well now, not a manual.
Okay.
Because obviously previously...
Is it because the manual gearbox is seized as well?
Well...
No, it's because he's realised he's a bit like you. Old, got a dodgy hip and keeps slipping the clutch. So he's gone for an automatic finally, which is why you're in an automatic.
Fair play. Nut went through two clutches and dual axles in 30,000 miles.
Well, to be fair, one was already gone because Alex had owned it and slipped the clutch.
Alex has been slipping the clutch.
Do you know what? It's quite funny because you know when he bought his KN, the clutch had gone?
Yeah.
I put a brand new clutch in that, and when I got it off of him, the clutch was high.
Shut up.
Where he's been slipping the life out
of it. No, I'm not having this.
He just rides the clutch, Rory.
You can sling your own.
Well, you know what it is? It's because his feet are so short that he can't really touch, like where
my
he
feet?
Rests them.
What are you saying about my feet?
Well, your legs are really short, where he rests them, it rests on the clutch. Yeah. So he doesn't even know that he's slipping the clutch.
He's just getting very old, bless him. He doesn't know.
Right, thank you very much for listening to the All Tights podcast. These guys are all now fired.
To be fair, I will step to your defense here slightly and say that it wasn't just you who slipped the clutch in that car.
I don't slip the clutch, though. This is not a thing.
Tom Lemphill slipped the clutch.
Yes.
Oh, did
when he left the
Do you remember?
Other
you
week.
Could see the clutch leave the vehicle.
Oh, when he drove the Cayenne?
Yeah.
Oh, for
it,
crying
It left
out loud.
Here sounding like it had a CVT gearbox.
Oh, bloody hell.
It was very funny.
To be fair, he is a Jaguar Land Rover driver, so he doesn't actually know what a clutch is.
No, they're all automatic.
And he's about 70-odd now, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's 2 or 3 years younger than you, isn't he?
Yeah, so he's 70-odd. Yeah,
oh, okay, yeah.
So anyway, how is the X5 now?
My turbocharger still hasn't actually arrived.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So once the turbocharger arrives and we put it on, hopefully it'll be good. And technically, Tyler will be listening to this, but I'm going to say it anyway because I feel like it's fine.
You're dodgy.
No.
Has he done you over?
He's done you over.
No. He wants
his money back.
Got this Audi A4 for £400.
Yeah.
And he wanted to swap the X5 for the Audi A4. And Taylor spoke to him and basically said, we need some money, obviously, because the Audi was a working car. We drove it all the way there and it was fine.
Mm.
And
he said, we
need to get a bit of money back to sort the possible turbo issue, stuff like that, which is good because it now needs, it needed a turbo. So Taylor managed to somehow get him to agree to give me £200 and the X5 for an Audi that cost me £400.
Is this the Audi that you brought around the other day that was...
The rubbish one.
That was popping and banging.
Yes, it is.
The one that you drove into the unit at 1,000 miles an hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. And all of our neighbours looked at you thinking, what a cock.
I believe the words to describe how they looked when I arrived in a blacked out Audi A4 popping and banging was disgruntled and disconcerted.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm. But to be fair, the Audi wasn't that bad and Tyler should be able to make quite a good profit out of that.
Because
and
it's worth about £2,000.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And Luke got an X5 for £200. So everyone's
that doesn't
happy.
Work. All right. Well, we will update the story on Luke's X5 another time. I'll go next. What have I been up to?
Slipping the clutch.
So trailers.
Oh.
So last week, the three of us went up to Woodford Trailers and we picked up our new auto cruisers. Mm-hmm. Mine is a twin axle.
By the way, 10% off a Woodford trailer with code AutoAlex, which is insane.
Yeah. That can be well over £1,000.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's like in the late hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
So twin axle, I've got alloy wheels.
You've got alloy wheels. That is nice. It's very posh.
So I've been doing some towing. I took the Jaguar XJR to a Drive Tribe.
You did,
episode.
Didn't you?
Yes.
How did that go, that drag race?
Look how smug Rory
is. Okay, so we did a drag race. It was my XJR manual versus Mike Ferney's XKR manual. And then Harry Metcalf rocked up in his Project 8. And I beat everyone and then we just went home and it was fun.
Yeah, I think that was how it went.
And Harry Metcalf liked your trailer, didn't he?
Oh, he loves a trailer.
He was eyeing that right up, wasn't he?
No, but the Jaguar XJR is currently on Tom's lift, on his ramp, because I looked in the rearview mirror, there was lots of white smoke.
Did you burn a clutch out?
Yeah, burn a clutch out. And then one of the coolant hoses just shat itself. And we suspect it's head gasket, but I've literally just spoken to Tom and he said... He's going to replace the lower hose, which is £8, and he's going to have a look at the head to see if it needs a new head gasket or anything.
Wasn't it smoking a lot out of the exhaust?
It was smoking a lot out of the exhaust.
So it's probably the head gasket.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that. So if anyone wants to buy that for £10,000, you can do it. Sold as seen. No warranty given or implied.
Great.
Okay. Fantastic.
Also, I went to the south of Paris because Gareth and his wife have a daughter called Elise, and she got baptized in a little church. So Rhiannon and I drove all the way to Paris and back this weekend.
Exciting news. Gareth is going to be on the podcast next week.
He is. Yeah. So he's actually going to be coming to the unit on Friday. We're going to be doing some bits and bobs, and then he's going to be in the podcast, which is very exciting because lots of people have been asking about him.
Yeah.
I think people are just bored, really bored of Taylor. What?
Okay.
It's just, I just can't handle it.
Just funny because the impression I get is that I'm the least boring out of the three. So you two can sling your up.
Oh, you two can sling your up.
Well, the most viewed podcast in the quickest amount of time is actually the one that Taylor wasn't in.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Let's
only because you two jigged the title for clickbait.
Right. Yeah. Clickbait.
Just because you put Richard Hammond in it. And yes, that's because everyone clicked on it.
That's not how clickbait works.
That is clickbait.
Anyway, that's what I've been up to. Breaking my Jag. Brand new trailer. Yeah, I wish.
I went
to Paris as well.
I am irreplaceable.
And
BMW's
all lovely.
For crying out loud. You know, I did that towing. You know, so we bought that car, 2 months ago? And then I sat in the back when you did the test drive and I said, I think that the prop shaft Guibo is on its way out. And you were like, it'll be absolutely fine. Don't worry about it.
Shut up.
And then you floated backwards and forwards a little bit. And that was that. Anyway, after the towing, the Guibo was like, I'm kind of done now. And I only had like 600 or 700 miles to drive to France and back. So I had to stick to the speed limits, which was infuriating because the whole car vibrates. It's not like bad, but I know if I really punch it, then it will just shit itself.
You know why that is, Rory?
Because I've been slipping the clutch.
Because he can't slip the clutch. He's been riding the brakes. He's been putting more load on the Guibo.
Also, my brakes are warped. So.
That's because he's been riding the brakes.
He's confused. He's got one foot on the brake and the other on the accelerator.
He's worn the brake light bulbs out and all.
The brakes are warped because I've been riding the accelerator, and the Guibo is warped because I've been riding the brakes.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm just trying to decide who's had the more interesting week. Let's go for Rory. Let's go for you. What's been going on in your world? Remind everyone, what were you talking about last week when we had a little catch up?
That all my cars were broken and Tom Lenthal had very kindly lent me a Jaguar XJ.
Yeah, which you quite liked.
I really liked it. I really did. And
what are you looking at now?
Well, in the background of shot, which you'll see in the videos, there is a Jaguar XJ.
And so he's given it to you still? You're still borrowing that?
No, so unknowing to me at the time that I was saying this, I actually already owned that Jaguar XJ because someone on this couch has decided to actually go buy it for me as a very, very kind present.
You're certainly not Taylor, is
it? he don't deserve it in my eyes.
Yeah, in my eyes as well. God knows what happened.
It's
there.
Just something to do, isn't it? We just started bartering. We thought we've got to buy something.
Yeah.
And literally just after the podcast had finished, we then headed over to Tom Lenthal's and I got surprised with a Jaguar XJ. And I just didn't know what to say. I'm sure there's going to be a video about it.
This week?
Yeah. It is this week, yeah. I was speechless. I genuinely didn't know what
to say.
I've
never seen you not know what to say.
He just froze.
I did. I was just, I don't know. Because I've been driving around in a lot of tat recently.
Oh yeah, all your cars are rubbish.
And it's so amazing.
It is a nice car, to be fair.
I'm very happy with it.
Are you ecstatic? Yeah.
And it gets like 50 plus miles per gallon quite easily.
So that's two reasons why I bought the car for Rory. One, because he doesn't shut up about it and I just want him to shut up. And two, because the invoices he gives me, his fuel bills are out of control. So it's like, I know that car can get minimum 57 mpg. If you ever say that your journey...
I got 56 once.
Well, you'll have to get
it. You wait for the invoice I send you this month. Half of it was done in the KN.
No, I'm not paying that. If you try to tell me that from Worcester to down here is more than £3.50, you are done. Because that car practically makes diesel.
It's 200 miles.
One way?
Huh?
One way?
Each way.
Each way.
Well, but then back. It's 200 miles.
We'll call it 100 miles. Just take a shortcut.
It's 200 miles.
All right. I'll give you tenner. A tenner each way.
Oh. Shit. And my other exciting week as well. In the last week's podcast, I was talking about this house that we went to go view.
Oh, yeah.
We've got it.
Oh. Is it a done deal now?
They're waiting on the final few paperwork.
He's jinxed it now.
I've got a house and it's got grounds.
And it's got lots of parking, which means that you can put loads of cars in the driveway.
Landlord's actually said that we're only allowed, two cars plus my Land Rover.
Does she listen to the podcast?
I don't know.
Cars plus your Land Rover.
She's a car person, though. She's got a John Cooper Works Mini Cooper.
Oh, she's got good taste.
Yeah.
She's got good taste.
The supercharged one or turbo?
Turbo.
Oh, she's got good taste.
Shame.
But there is literally just around the corner, there is a car park, like literally just opposite where my drive
so
is.
We can fill that.
So you've got a massive driveway at this new house, but you have to park all of your cars over the road in a car park.
She just doesn't. She's very wants to keep the cottage looking very nice, basically, which I get.
So she doesn't want transit flatbeds. Yeah, it's
specifically said no caravans.
Oh shit!
I like the way it specifically said no caravans, but is that all it said? Did it have another line for no ice cream vans?
Oh yeah, get the ice cream van in there.
I am not going bloody near that ice cream van.
We'll bring it over.
It's a death trap.
It's an absolute death trap.
There's nothing wrong with
my Wouldn't it be funny van? If he woke up one day and it was just full of shit? His whole car park.
Maybe we should do it in the night. We could do a video. We could do a video on dumping all of our toot at Rory's.
And then I could say, Rory, I bought you all of these cars as well.
I'm not telling you where I live. I'm not telling you. My other little bit is on Friday or Thursday. Thursday, Josh was doing my E46 because the only thing that we had to do left was put the front struts in, and a bolt snapped.
The pinch bolt snapped in the hub. Standard.
But Taylor very kindly spoke to Nick Jupp.
Nick Jupp, fair play.
From E46 Parts. I think that's the name. I've put a sticker here. German Car Spares Kent, Nick Jupp.
What do you call him?
German Car Spares Kent.
And he's just got pretty much everything BMW. And he very kindly sent me a hub and it's already here. And now I just need to install it. And then my E46, once I've stole Alex's wheels.
Shut up.
Oh, he's having those. They'll look nice on his car. But yeah, if you have an E46 and you need anything for it, message Nick Jupp from German Car Spares Kent, because he has everything and he's one of the nicest blokes I've ever met.
He's on Facebook,
much nicer than you two, yeah.
Oh, my guy's on YouTube.
You two are horrible.
All right, and I think that's it. Let's move on to the...
Taylor, what's been going on in your life? You have got so much news.
I have been very busy. I've sold a few cars, blah, blah. But the most exciting point of my week is by far my new trailer.
I love
my new trailer.
What about the van? You've
got... Yeah, I'm getting on to that.
Sorry,
my trailer. So we went up to Woodford Trailers and I got my lovely new...
Remind everyone, what's the code if they want to get 10% off a trailer?
Auto Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it just Auto Alex?
I think you just contact Woodford Trailers and
just find Woodford Trailers.
Just say, I know that fella Alex off the telly. Can I have a couple of trailers, please? With a bit of a discount.
If you get a couple of trailers, that's like well over $2,000 off.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. a massive discount. Yeah. But yeah, so that's the highlight of my week. I absolutely love my new triple axle auto cruiser.
Sorry, what?
My triple axle auto cruiser.
No, you said
cruiser.
Triple axle. Is that what?
Shut up. In fact, I love it so much. I'm not going to lie. I've been using my old trailer a little bit because I still got it because the weather's been really crap and I don't want to get my new trailer dirty.
Oh, and another thing, the Range Rover... From the Barn Finds episode, last Friday's episode, you know, I bought 5 cars for £10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So our friend Lewis went to Wales, picked it up, dropped it off at your unit or somewhere, dropped it off somewhere.
It's at Tom Lemford.
Oh, no, I'm getting confused. I've also bought a Land Rover Disco 4 with a broken engine.
I bought that.
Yeah, but it's mine.
Yeah, but it's mine.
Okay, oh, cheers. I appreciate it. That's a nice present.
Right.
The reason you've been using your old trailer is because the engine starts, but it's got a big hole in the side. So it pisses out oil. So every time you get it on and off the trailer, it pisses oil all over the trailer.
And I didn't want to get old engine oil on my new trailer. Yeah. So I used my old trailer to transport the Disco 4 to Alex's and it pissed oil everywhere.
Yeah.
It was quite funny. But so I bought a Disco 4. which you will probably be seeing on the channel soon.
Yes.
Because we're going to do some bits and bobs with that.
Big Pete.
But yeah, highlight of the week was the trailer. Also my van.
Oh, tell everyone. So where's this van from?
I bought the van, the Volkswagen T5 from the Barn Find video, the white one. And I've been titivating it. All it took to get it on the road and through an MOT was a service.
And a phone call to a dodgy MOT?
No, a service, a cam belt.
The cam belt was quite
bad. A new battery, and that's about it. All the tyres are good. The brakes all cleaned up. The brake lines are really good.
The funny thing about that as well is I bought all of those cars, and then we were like, oh, maybe we should just, you know, just do a quick check on them. And it turns out it was a Cat D right off.
It was a Cat D. Oh, shit. But I don't really care because I really, really like it. I've been using it every day. Since last week, I've done nearly 1,500 miles in it. So far, the engine light has come on, but it's still running perfect. I think it might just be an EGR valve issue. So I'm going to sort that out. And it's had a slight coolant leak from the expansion tank, which I've also changed yesterday. So that's all nice and fresh. But yeah, other than that, it's been absolutely spot on. It's really good on fuel.
And
I
you've
love
put some fancy
it.
New lights on the rear
I've
as well.
I've put some fancy new lights on it. I've put some LED bulbs in it here and there, tarted it up a bit. I've ordered some more bits for it as well, which I'll show
what
you.
What MPG
soon.
Are you getting in that?
It depends. I mean, I do a lot of I do mix. I do town driving, towing, and motorway driving. And I'm averaging about mid-30s, which I think
That's really good.
Compared to what was it in the KM?
Towing or not towing?
Not just towing.
No, just not towing. Just average. I want to know an average.
19.7.
Is that not towing?
Yes. In fact, Luke drove the KN today to Rich's Fabrications, didn't you?
Well, and the one thing I'll say about the KN is that Taylor is not very good at economical driving. So
he's not very good at driving.
Both of these two are terrible at economical.
Efficiency
Alex BMW
is key.
Should be getting more MPG than this Jaguar. It's more efficient and it's a smaller car.
Than the Jaguar?
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
You're
the
five
official
series.
No, the official on mine is like 51.9.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not. It is. It is
get
not.
It out. Get it out.
Get it out.
Get it out.
Right. But anyway, the KN, Luke is obsessed with MPG.
Yeah. Yep.
And last night he picked it up from mine because he took it to Rich's today to have a bit more exhaust work done. And he said to me, I can guarantee you I'll get 30 miles to the gallon out of this car.
No way.
And to be fair, Luke is usually really good at efficient driving and he does get like pretty mad MPG out of cars. We had a bet on it as well. I think did we bet £10?
I would bet £10.
We didn't actually bet anything. We stood there and we just shook on it. So I'll probably just buy you dinner, which is going to bankrupt me. Mm-hmm. But I actually...
Are you saying I'm fat?
No.
And that I eat a lot?
No.
Is that why it's going to bankrupt?
No.
I'm saying that.
Yeah, everyone's saying. Everyone's screaming it, listening to it.
So I was actually really impressed because I drove really carefully because I left on time this morning. There was a lot of traffic.
And how low was it?
I managed to get it all the way up to 21.2.
Wow, well done.
Which has made me realise that it doesn't matter how you drive the KN. You can drive it like a maniac. You can drive it like a granny. It is always the same MPG.
Right, Rory, what are you showing me here?
So
fuel consumption combined. Whose car is this? This is my car?
This is my car.
46.3. Okay, what's mine then?
Yours is 51.2.
And what combined. Are you getting? What are you getting at the moment?
Anyway.
what are you getting at the moment?
Well, I can get over 50.
But if Luke drives. Bell end.
No, on the way back from France, bearing in mind I did like 80 mile an hour sprints. Not sprints, just 80 miles an hour because you're allowed. I was getting like 43, 44.
And what do you get on an average?
Yes.
What do you get on an average? What is it?
Sometimes 39, 40.
39?
I'm so busy. I've got to drive very fast.
To be fair, I'm very much the same. I like to drive very efficiently.
I'm sorry, can we go back to how good the Jag is then?
I'm
getting 5 miles per gallon over.
That's because you don't have places to be and people to see.
How is that, Luke? Is that a thing? Do cars usually get more MPG than...
So they can. So the one thing I always found was, because the X nut, for instance.
Yeah.
So... on the books, I think the combined MPG for nut's like 35 point something. But in nut, I would get like 41, 42 to the gallon on a run before he was mapped as well. Mm. Whereas what did you used to get in nut? What did you used to get? Was it less than that?
50 odd.
But look, my combined on this is 46.
But what's your extra urban?
My extra urban is 51.
Because that's technically the figure. That's like your cruise figure.
But I can get higher.
I'm nodding off.
It's probably lying.
This is so boring.
God, MPG is boring.
This is so boring. Anyway, let's move it on. Are we all up to... No, we're not. Actually, you got one more bit of news.
Oh, yeah. So my bit of news comes from this morning.
Yeah. Tell us about this morning.
I woke
Luke,
up...
Does Luke know?
No.
And Rory, do you know?
No.
Okay.
I woke up this morning to some disgruntlement.
What, was your alarm going off?
Yeah, that as well as some more disgruntlement. I got up, and while I was in the shower, I got a knock at the door.
Yeah.
Oh. And obviously, I didn't answer it because I was in the shower.
Yeah.
So I got out of the shower, I got dressed, blah, blah. And then I went to the front door, and through my letterbox was poking a big red letter.
A big red letter?
A big red
letter.
Have you
won the Euro Millions?
No, I will show you said big red letter.
Oh, that is a big red... Inquiries... and payment
and it
line.
Says removal notice on it.
Are they trying to remove you?
And what it says is that I was I've done a willful refusal to pay outstanding debt against you in Northampton County Court, blah blah blah. It's got my name on it, and this is because I didn't pay for my ULEZ when I drove my 6 Series into London.
When
last.
Was this? When did you drive
quite
this
a
car?
While ago? I can't remember.
When did you drive? Was it more than a week?
Yeah, it was a couple of months ago.
Couple of months. Mm-hmm. Okay, so surely they would have sent you letters.
Yeah.
And so where are these letters?
My mum...
You think I'm disorganised?
Just yeah.
Wait, so you're at the bailiff point.
Just let me carry on. So my mum suffers with quite bad depression and she doesn't open any of her letters. Mm. She just chucks them all on the side and there's a big pile of letters. And sometimes mine get in there, but she usually tries to separate them, but she doesn't always. But anyway, I think a lot of the letters have ended up in that pile of letters. And I haven't paid for this ULEZ fine. And when this came through this morning, this was actually... I to be fair...
See, now I'm going to drop Taylor in this.
Yeah. I did get a ULEZ fine.
I know a month ago that he told me
and
that.
I forgot about that.
So
I remember getting one. I forgot about it. But anyway, it got taken to court.
Because usually, Rory, don't they just go away if you don't pay?
They just go away. Letters don't go away. Oh, right.
So you've been taken to court about this?
Yeah. So I've been taken to court. And... I, this morning, have had to pay...
Wait, have a guess. Have a guess.
Well, so this is... How much is ULEZ? How much would you...
£12.50.
£12.50. All right, so what? Fine is usually five times that, so what? Yeah, okay, so...
So like then, 100 quid fine or something.
And then, yeah, then probably like court fees, another 200. Like 350 quid.
I said about 300 quid, didn't I?
No. No?
Luke?
I reckon... Because I've also been on the receiving end of the ULEZ not too long ago. And in fact, funnily enough, I had a letter come through a few weeks ago, didn't I?
Oh, I had
for
to
my
pay
X5
that.
Towing an E46 M3 through Bristol, which right, I didn't remember
I took
doing.
I your shell to Reedish Motorsport and I got a Bristol ULEZ fine. And
Bristol
I had to pay
are the worst.
It, and it was 60 quid.
Bristol are the worst.
But I didn't even realise Bristol had. Who goes to Bristol? No, Mike Fernie lives in Bristol, I think, but that's about it.
I think he's the only one there. Yeah.
There are people. So, but, all right, ULEZ is. Fucking dumb, and Sadiq Khan is
swearing.
A moron.
Yeah. Swearing.
So, but anyway,
oh, where's that toilet paper?
We actually
have a whole.
Thank you, Nick Jupp, for sending me out my Sadiq Khan printed ULEZ paper. Now I can wipe my ass with Sadiq Khan's face.
ULEZ is stupid, but then the rest of the world, the rest of the country has a whole nother system because apparently the ULEZ rules are different than. Other rules
yeah,
in the other.
Yeah, because your E46 is ULEZ compliant, but not ULEZ compliant in Birmingham.
So
it?
For anyone who doesn't know what ULEZ is ultra low emission zone. So London has it whereby you can't drive into it with a diesel unless it's Euro 6, or if it's a petrol, it has to be minimum no older than 2002. Bristol, I've been caught twice in my KN. The KN is fine in London, but not fine in Bristol.
Really?
So I've also had two fines. Yes.
Really? I didn't know that.
So just because London says it's okay, other places are not okay. So mm-hmm. Bristol, as far as I know, is the most harsh county or whatever you want
Birmingham
to call it,
is
city
the same.
And
so
Birmingham.
Everyone else has the same rules. London has different rules. But people have been fighting these ULEZ fines though, because basically they've been saying, how are they meant to know? So you go to the Dart charge, for example. There's things up saying you need to pay your Dart charge, but like before and after you go over the bridge, which is it's like a toll road to go over a bridge. ULEZ, all there is just a sign saying you're now entering the ULEZ zone. If you don't know what the ULEZ zone is, how are you meant to know that you're meant to pay something?
Yeah, there's no sign saying you have to pay online.
Is that what happened to you?
No, I just forgot.
Right. Okay.
So anyway, I will be wiping my ass with Sadiq's calm face today, because how much have I had to pay him?
Oh, God. Sorry, back to this.
I have had to pay him £589.
Oh, my God.
That's
Taylor, that's a car.
Yes, £589.
I would like to point out, though, I've just had a little look at your letter, and at the top it does quite clearly say BMW 6X on ANPR cameras to be clamped and removed.
Yeah, so when I rung him this morning, because there's a phone number at the bottom of
this. How can they remove it if it's been clamped?
So I rung him this morning, and he said that because I haven't paid it, my 6 Series has been put on the ANPR system.
Oh, Christ.
So if it flags up, they will come out, find it, clamp it, and then remove it.
But you're okay now because you've paid?
Yeah, I'm okay now. And I rung them up earlier to double check that they have removed it, and they have.
So to the enforcement agent, Josh, whose number is 017976. No.
Yeah. No, to be fair, I rung him up and he was all right. He's just doing his job. And to be fair, it's my fault because it was a lack of organisation. But fuck you, Sadiq Khan.
You need some trade plates.
That is so funny. I hope everyone listening to this finds it as funny as me.
£589
down
the pan. Okay, really should have paid that £12.50.
Yeah, I should have done. But
anyway, we've all had very, very eventful weeks, some better than others. Shall we get this podcast moved on very swiftly? And I'm going to switch things up a little bit, because I'm going to start with what was I listening to? I was listening to a podcast yesterday in the gym, and they have a thing called question of the week. So I was like, why don't we do question of the week?
Have you stolen this from someone else's podcast?
Yeah.
Was it Smith and Sniff?
No, it wasn't. No. Although no. They were very concerned about us, number one podcast. Was it plunging down the charts to number 4?
Oh, yeah. That was a good tweet.
That was a really good tweet. Yeah. I love the butthurt. It is genuinely just good fun and banter.
Yeah.
And I love just rubbing it in, because they used to do it all the time with the Car Throttle podcast. So now I'm like, nah. But anyway, we're still number one, so that's fine. Question of the week comes from a lovely chap called Dan Davies. He writes, "Hi, Alex. I wouldn't normally send this kind of message, but I've been watching your content for a long, long time, and you've inspired me to get out of my comfort zone. I've had a really shit time of it over the last couple of years. First, I lost my sister-in-law, and then just a few months later, I lost my little brother to cancer. He was only 35. Shortly after that, I lost my aunt. Then I got news that my mum and another aunt had both been diagnosed with breast cancer. Thankfully, they have both been declared cancer-free recently. Happy news. During this time, I decided I needed a sensible car to be able to visit my mum in Wales, because my other car is a Defender 110.
Oh, all right. He's got a good taste.
He hasn't finished yet. That I was doing a restoration on with my brother. I ended up buying a Dacia Sandero Stepway. Dacia Sandero Stepway?
I quite like those.
That's a Dacia Sandero, but with the plastic bumpers on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like a Polo
and
Dune.
And it's got slightly lifted suspension, isn't it? Yeah.
So it does mean you can crash it into anything, though, so it's fine.
So we think it's a great car. However, Dan continues with, which I hated so much, I decided to sell it. But because the bottom has fallen out of the second-hand market, I only got 3.5K back of the £5,000 I spent on it. Losing my brother really has highlighted how fickle life is and how important it is to get out and experience things. So I was wondering if you and Taylor, and you guys as well, could help me find a fun, semi-sensible car that would also be good to take to the ring. I'm not afraid to turn a spanner, but I'd rather not get a restoration project as I'm still trying to finish the 110. I'm thinking maybe an MX-5 or a Mini Cooper S, but I'm open to suggestions. So guys, with £3,500 to spend, what do you recommend and where should I look? Kind regards, Dan."
Do you know what?
Yeah.
I'd like to start off with, I think I already know of a perfect car that he could buy.
Actually?
It belongs to Luke Scambler.
Does it?
He's just taken it into stock, and it's a Mark III Mazda MX-5 that I think is within that budget, isn't it?
I would like to point out that it is within budget, absolutely.
Is it a 1.8 or a 2 litre?
It's a 2 litre.
And it's got a limited slip differential.
Ooh. Oh.
And it's blue.
Okay.
So whenever the question comes up of, like, you know, sub £2,000 or £3,000 track cars, for instance, I quite like a Mark III MX-5. I know you like a Mark III MX-5 as well,
big,
Alex.
Big, big fan
did
of that.
Did you know, and I did some research the other day, I found this out, it's got the same chassis as an RX-8, it's just slightly shorter.
You did research, yeah. Carry on. Came from my brain.
I was going to say, it was us discussing that the last time we saw each other, wasn't it? So I love them. I think they're brilliant cars.
Yep.
They're hated on by a lot of the MX-5 community who kind of go mad over.
I think that's going to stop now, yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah, well, the R53 was like that when it came out because it's not a proper mini blah blah. Yeah, it blows and now up. People love them, shut up. But carry on.
I was going to say, I'm surprised that you're recommending the Mark III MX-5 because you don't often have kind words to say about MX-5s, do you, Taylor?
And the reason is because every time I drive my Z3, all I get is abuse.
It is
from
shit,
all
bro.
Of you. And I have to defend myself. And I say that rusty MX-5s are rusty shit. Because they do go rusty.
Yeah,
and they
only
are
the
shit.
Mark 1 and 2. Only half of the entire MX-5.
No, and the Mark 3s go rusty.
Is yours
and,
rusty?
And Lindsay was starting to go rusty.
Shut up.
But anyway, they are rusty shit. But
I'm surprised you
like
could
them.
Hear us all insulting you though when you're in the Z3 because there was so much scuttle shake when it was in the
driver's
seat. It must just be vibrating you so much.
I mean, this is why I have to abuse the MX-5 because you lot just abuse me. So
okay,
I
want to hear more about this MX-5. Well, and genuinely, none of this is set up. I didn't even know you had an MX-5 for sale.
He's only just taken it in. I just thought of that. As you were reading that out, it just went ping in my head.
Luke looks a bit apprehensive. So Luke, what is wrong with it? What is wrong with it?
Well, because it's an MX-5, even though it's a Mark III, which a lot of people seem to think don't go rusty.
It's rusty.
My brother actually bought it last week.
Yeah.
And he turned up and he was really proud. It's a Winning Blue 2006.
Is that the name? Winning Blue?
Winning Blue. Yeah, that's what it's called. Okay. That light metallic blue.
Yeah.
And he said, the best thing is it's rust-free. And I put my finger immediately threw it on the inside of the left wheel arch.
Okay, so Dan does not want this one.
No, because that can be repaired.
Yeah, but he doesn't want something he's got to do. He's got to fix him and his brother's 110.
No, but we can pre-repair it.
Yeah.
We can repair it. Well, he's not going to sell it with a hole in it anyway.
I'd like to point out, my 330 CI, as we speak, that I bought.
Look at this hole.
Oh.
So he bought...
Oh, Jesus, sorry. You can't see this, but Taylor just looked at me and said, look at my hole.
Look at this one. So he bought a 330 CI, had a hole in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we thought it was only small enough just to get one finger in it. It was in the back floor pan.
Same.
So we took it to Lewis's yesterday to be welded up. And he started poking. And this is what it ended up looking like.
Oh, my God.
What's that?
That's a hole in the rear floor pan.
That's in the bottom of my E46.
So, people listening, I'm looking at a floor of an E46, and it has the hole, a hole
you
the
could
size
get your
of
hand through that.
Two hands, probably. Yeah, that is bad.
But
is really
we looked
bad.
At that and went, I'm selling it. But Lewis looked at it and went, yeah, no worries, it'll be done this afternoon.
What?
Oh.
He's really, really good. He's my mechanic, Lewis. He's very, very handy.
Okay.
He can do literally anything. And he will weld up that MX-5, no problem. It's only a hole that you can get your finger in.
Okay, Dan, there is potentially a good Mark III. I mean, sorry, except for the rust, what's the specs?
So it's, annoyingly, it's not a sport. That's the only thing that sort of lets
it
down.
But
it
has
down.
An LSD.
It does have an LSD, which I was speaking to someone at Cafe and Machine the other day who also told me that their Mark III MX-5 is not a sport but has an LSD. Which I always thought the 2 liters had to have the sport with 6-speed gearbox and the leather seats to then have an LSD as well, but apparently they don't.
Oh.
So, but I drove it and it reminded me that as much as the Mark III MX-5, as we know, gets a lot of hate from people who like wink wonk headlights and rusty front chassis rails, they do drive well.
Yeah.
And they always seem to drive they always seem quite tight.
Not quite as well as the Z3, but carry on.
Your Z3 is floppy at the
scuttle
rear
shape.
End.
No, it's not.
And at the front end.
No.
Just that.
And it blows holes through its exhaust.
Exactly. And strips belts all the time.
Yeah.
I'd like to point out, one thing I would like to say in regards to the hole in the exhaust, we put your Z3 up on the ramp at the Nürburgring to find out that there was a gaping hole in the exhaust.
Because I kept hitting the rev limiter and blowing a hole
but
in it.
Didn't someone else go to the Nürburgring with a car that had pops and bangs and didn't blow a hole through their exhaust?
That was
Do
me.
I that's, remember that
yeah,
rightly?
But, yeah, that's because I wasn't slipping the clutch as
but
much as Taylor.
In all fairness, my exhaust had a crack in it to start with.
And to be fair, Alex did also go on that trip with a sports cat on that MX-5. And was that intact by the end of it?
I don't actually. No, I don't think it
was. No,
it
wasn't.
No, it fell out. No. It fell out, yeah. Okay, so potentially, seriously, Luke, that Mark III MX-5,
yep.
You can recommend.
I genuinely, before my brother even kind of, brought this one in, I've always really liked them because it's a shrunk down RX-8 chassis.
Yep.
It, the thing is, I would say for $3,500, if it was just an outright track car, I would say RX-8 every time because I love them. But to drive that to the Nürburgring, you would require a fuel budget much larger than the price of the car.
Yeah.
Question, what about, and I swear you have one, what about like a little Renault Clio or something like that, Taylor?
Oh, they're really good, yeah. Clio 182.
Yeah.
The prices of those have actually dropped a little bit lately.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, and that you can pick a nice little bargain up. They're very good cars.
Yeah.
You've got to look out for a few electrical issues. Gearboxes can suffer with synchros, so they're a bit crunchy into gear. Oil leaks, and make sure the cam belt's been done because the cam belts are rubbish to do on those.
Yeah.
But okay, other than that, you've had one as well, haven't you? They're really good cars.
Yeah, I think for Dan, I wouldn't recommend something like an E46 because I think that'd just be a headache.
Yeah, they can be a bit. Yeah.
So, Mark 3 MX5. Dan, get in touch with Luke. How can Dan find you?
These days, it's just really, it's on Instagram. So, @ Garage of Luke, or one word on Instagram. Yeah.
Well, I've actually got Dan's email address.
Well, there we go.
I think Instagram. So, contact me or I'll contact you with Luke's number and then you can have a chat. That'd be nice.
Brilliant stuff.
So are we completely moving away from the
Mini?
Yeah.
The Mini? No, I love the Mini. That's also another one you can buy as a Mini.
The only problem with the Mini, at the age that they are now, they are starting to get a bit tired on their engines, aren't they?
They are, and so are a lot of other cars at that age. But it is a bit harder to find a nicer Mini for that budget because some of them are actually becoming quite expensive.
Yeah,
Minis.
Yeah.
And also,
I would say that Mark 3 MX5 is going to be a lot easier to work on than a Mini because there is not a lot of space.
No, Minis aren't actually that bad to work on.
Yeah, but you have to take the front end off and stuff like that.
Once you've got the front end off, it's easy. Yeah, they're a piece of pie.
All right, okay.
They are actually quite easy cars to work on. And to be fair, They don't rust.
Except for in a weird side panel.
Yeah, they get little bits, but they're quite rare to rust. And also, I fitted the coilovers on that car, and oh my God, I think I had them all off in about half hour.
Oh, really?
All of them. Yeah, they're so easy to fit.
Oh, okay. That's
so
nice.
So easy. And you can, the thing as well with Minis is you can get loads of little accessories for them.
I'm bored. Loads of rare parts, some JCW parts,
and they're really good.
Okay, Dan, get a Mark 3 MX5. We potentially have one for you. So either you get in contact with me or I'll get in contact with you. But yeah, Scamblers Automotive?
No, it's Garage of Luke.
Garage of Luke, sorry, that's disappearing. Yeah, Garage of Luke, get in contact. Right, Maisie, do you mind? Maisie, down, off.
No.
Oh, God.
Last week we discussed what's the best classic car to buy as a daily driver.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd like to add one to that.
Okay.
The Mark II Golf GTI. I think they're really good cars.
Isn't that one you just bought?
Yeah,
is it for sale, Taylor?
No, I've already sold it. So,
Oh, wow, okay.
This week, actually, that was part of my weekly update. I bought a Mark II Golf GTI from Central London, which was just about to be scrapped because of
the
US.
Did you pay ULEZ?
Yes, I did pay ULEZ.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah, no, I didn't pay ULEZ. But anyway.
We'll get another fine for that.
Yeah, so anyway.
We'll update you next week.
This guy was about to scrap this Mark II Golf GTI. He'd had it in the family for over 20 years. Didn't want to deal with selling it. It had done 252,000 miles. It was tatty.
Yeah.
But it's a Mark II Golf GTI 16 valve. It's a cult car. They're really cool. They're getting rare now. And I managed to buy it just in time. And I was really happy to save it, put it on the road. And I've actually sold it to one of Luke's mates.
Oh, nice.
So he's going to restore it and tart it up and stuff like that. But I think that would be a really good car to daily drive as a classic because they're cheap to run. You can find the odd one quite cheap now. You can get them $5,000 or $6,000 for a decent one. And they're good on fuel.
Fair
and
enough.
And being German, they're quite reliable as well.
Just like me.
No.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, I think they're good cars.
Lovely job. Anyway, how long have we been rambling on for? We're not even at the topic stage yet. 54
minutes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we're going to have to be careful because we'll probably be close on the battery.
Oh, bloody hell. All right, Rory, let's rattle through. So we've got two topics that we're going to get through. One is from a guy on Instagram, and another is from a guy who has emailed in the email address, which is Rory.
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Yeah, so don't forget about the email. And yeah, you can Instagram us as well, but email, please, is preferable. So, first topic of discussion for the Auto Alex podcast, please, Rory.
So the first topic is, why is owning a shit car so appealing? And then you've put in brackets, Banganomics, and that's from Alex.
Yeah, so a guy called Alex, E46M33 on Instagram. I know him.
What is the definition? I know Alex M33. Yeah, he's got that. He went to Richard's Fabrication.
He did, yeah.
What is the definition of shit car? What do we mean? Like an actual piece of shit?
No. Well, yeah, I mean, just Bangonomics. Something that you buy, a car that you buy cheaply that you don't really care about that much, that you can just literally just bang about in, but is very, very reliable. Why is that so appealing versus, say, buying a car that you really care about or something that you've leased?
Well, the thing I think with a car like that is it is fun. Because you can crash into cones, you can hit trolleys or whatever.
Accidentally.
Yeah, you can brush it about a bit. You can crash into the machine at the McDonald's drive-thru as well. That's quite funny.
Yeah.
And if the window doesn't work, you just open the door onto the booth and smash it against the thing.
Is this all hypothetical? Jesus.
This is all stuff that I've done because it's quite funny. But and like if they've shut the drive-thru and you're really frustrated with it and they put that big orange bollard at the beginning of the drive-thru, you can crash into that. It's quite funny. I've done all that before.
Not that we've ever done that.
No. I drive it through a Ford at about 40 miles an hour, so both the bumpers come off. Oh, it is all quite funny, but after about a week, you do think, I would like something that doesn't look so shit.
But I think you're failing to see the point of the actual why it is good having a shit
so
car.
I'll go. So the reason I love driving old cars, shit cars that I don't really care about, is because I don't care what fuel I put in it. So I just put the cheapest, shittest fuel that I can.
Do you not do that with the 5 Series anyway?
No, I don't. Shut up. No, I don't.
But like, actually, you know, are we classing your 5 Series as a shit car?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
We're literally talking like £1,000 or £2,000 cars here that you knock about in. Like literally shit old cars.
So like an Almera.
Exactly. An Almera. Another reason why I love old cars is because you've always got right of way.
That is true. And if you haven't got a right of way, then you mount the curb.
You have right of way. You can mount the curb because you don't have expensive alloys to worry about. If you've got a dog, you can chuck them in. You don't need to care about, you know, getting the thing dirty. Scratches, doesn't matter. Supermarkets, you can park right up by the entrance.
I was just about to say, one of my favorite things about having a shit car is parking.
Yeah.
Because when you go out in a nice car, you go out with your mates or whatever, or you go out for food and you park it and you just think, oh, I hope it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Or if you double park, if you park slightly over in another bay so that no one parks next to you, which obviously I do because I'm a BMW driver, I think, maybe someone's going to key it.
Yeah.
But you don't care about that with a shit car.
If someone keys your shit car, it's just character.
You just bang it wherever you like. You just patina. Bang it. And then away you go. You're not caring the world.
It is great.
I think that goes on to the same thing, though, is at worst, let's say you bought a £1,000 car and the engine goes on it. You've only lost, after scrapping it, blah, 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 getting probably £300 for it, you've only lost £700. Yep. Worst case scenario.
Yeah, you just pop it in the bin. And if you're like me, that's nearly a ULEZ fine.
Nearly.
But it just means that you don't have that worry. Like, I've owned some stupid cars in the past that I've lost a lot of money on.
Yes,
thanks
lot.
To Alex for shouting that.
£90,000.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we're going to talk about that at some point.
Yeah. But yeah, I've lost way more than that on just some wheels on some of these expensive cars because they just
like XJs.
How have you lost £700 on wheels?
I lost more.
Do you
than
just
that.
Lose your wheels?
No. So
how badly do you curb them?
I love this XJ, and I actually used to own an XJ, and the wheels on that XJ that I owned were really known for cracking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really know too much about cars, so I didn't know that you can weld a wheel, which, to be fair, on a car like that, you probably shouldn't really be welding a wheel. I went through six new alloys.
Sam, how did you carry on going after two wheels? After two wheels, you should learn your lesson.
So after two, I bought two individually, because I was like, I think one of the front ones went, and then one of the rear ones went. And I was like, oh, for God's sake. Anyway, another one went on the rear and I was like, that's it. I'm buying a whole new set. So I bought a whole new set of the four wheels. And then I found out that two of the set that I bought were also cracked. I then used the other two that I had and then another one cracked. And then I managed to use that from this set that I had. And at this point I was like, this is just ridiculous.
You're going through a wheel a week?
Bearing in mind, I was driving completely normally, wasn't mounting any curbs, I wasn't doing Taylor traffic cone hitting or anything like that.
Or aggressive driving.
You're more aggressive than I am.
That's you.
Don't you tell
me. You're aggressive and you drive too fast with the trailer.
You do. You crash into people with the trailer.
No, people crash into me.
No, you crash into people.
I was so close. Another really close call.
What, in the new trailer?
Well, with my BMW and the new trailer and the Jag on the trailer.
He's already started smashing it up.
Okay, so I was going onto a motorway, two lanes going onto a motorway. I was in the right lane. So I am indicating left to go onto the slip road to go onto the motorway. There's a BMW in the left lane, which means he's definitely, definitely going mm-hmm. on the motorway. We are about to get onto the motorway. He, all of a sudden, he decides he doesn't want to be on the motorway. And he indicates, and I'm on the phone, and then he just looks and he drives very, very nearly into the side of the BMW.
Did you just say you're on
mine.
The phone?
Well, hands-free. It's a modern car. Mm-hmm. It's a modern car. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All I need
he
to do
is
press
a button.
He was
texting on his phone.
He was, he was writing out podcast ideas on his phone.
Yeah, I was on Grindr swiping right on Taylor. Yeah. But no, I was on the horn and then he saw me, very nearly crashed into the BMW. And then I was like, in my head, I was like, he's definitely going to crash into the trailer because he's nearly crashed into the BMW. Somehow he managed to avoid it. And he got off that slip road as well. And I was like, fair fucking play.
What a maniac. What a maniac.
Yeah, maybe he had a shit car.
It was an E90. Yeah, so it's probably like a couple of grand or so. So that was a shit car.
There you
car.
Go. See, look, E90s aren't shit cars. He didn't care. He was like going, oh, fuck it. I'll save a bit of time. I'd rather that than...
That's not smashy uppy material. We like an E90. A good car.
Also, Bang & Olufsen's good thing about knocking about an old cars is you can get in it and just redline it from cold because it doesn't matter.
One that Luke used to do whenever he drives shit cars is never wash it.
Oh, yeah.
Mind you, Alex does that with all of his.
Yeah, don't wash it. Don't care about it. Yeah. Don't worry about it getting stolen because it's so shit, no one's going
to
bother.
Don't even have to worry locking it.
No, mm-hmm. Well, London, it's still, where I live, you have to worry about it.
Oh, no, but if it gets stolen, then it's quite funny.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, well, you just get the insurance money.
Yeah, but then it goes down as your own fault claim and then you have to pay more for your insurance.
It'd be good podcast material.
Yeah, but you get whiplash.
Whiplash for your car being stolen. Oh, yeah, I was in it when they nicked it. I've got PTSD.
Luke, any more Bang & Olufsen pros?
I mean, I think I was quite a late bloomer into Bang & Olufsen because I used to weirdly have quite nice cars. And then I lost so much money on the quite nice cars, which I believe is somewhat similar to your experience, Rory.
And also you met me.
I did also meet you. Well, to be fair, I'd sold my RX-7 and my Evo before we started hanging out full time. Mm. But I kind of went into some slightly worse cars. I have two cars that for me sum up Bang & Olufsen.
Go on.
One would have to be Nut, I think, mm-hmm. in terms of price per mile.
Nut was very cheap.
Very hard to beat.
So remind everyone, what is Nut and who is Nut?
So Nut is obviously your old 3-litre diesel, X5, E53 X5 manual in Sienna Rot. With double glazing. To me, that's still the biggest thing about that car.
And a slide-out boot floor.
Oh, it was, so I paid £750 for that car.
Yep.
And it had working heated seats. It had double glazing. It had hi-fi factory audio. Mm-hmm. It was brilliant. I love that car.
Working windows?
Mostly.
50%.
Well, it's more like 30%.
Well, yeah, the left window did. If you put it all the way down, it wouldn't come back up.
Oh, Alex but didn't experience that at all.
I have working windows now. That's all that
he
matters.
He spent so much time trying to get the window back up with a screwdriver. He chipped the corner of the glass.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But I would say there is a better car I've had in terms of the Bang & Olufsen mindset.
Go on. I think what it is.
My Mark 1 Renault Twingo.
Oh.
So I had a bright yellow Mark 1 Renault Twingo.
It looked like a Smartie.
1995, and I bought it for £450. And I had it for 4 years. And we finally committed it for rust last year, sadly. Or earlier this year, actually.
Rust?
I know.
It was rusty.
It was rusty.
It was very bad. But I worked out how much on maintenance and things that actually had to be fixed on that car, I worked out how much I spent on it just after I sold it. £84 in free in
Is
4 years.
Is that including the radiator that exploded at my unit?
I'd forgotten about the radiator. But
and this £1,084.
But this is, again, Bang & Olufsen. £84 I totaled up. If we add the radiator to that, a brand new radiator, I think that's £120 because it was £36.
Wow.
Because that's the great thing. You can, if your car is a banger car, there's usually other banger cars that you can then buy as a parts car and have a whole parts car for your car when it's going wrong. It's brilliant.
Quite fun.
The car that you actually bought the parts car for ends up breaking so often, you simply decide to use the parts car and fix that instead.
Also, the thing I find about Bang & Olufsen cars is that they are so reliable.
Yes.
Like every Bang & Olufsen car I've had,
just
hasn't
them.
Died.
Yeah,
it just doesn't die.
Don't die.
So if you want something super reliable that you don't care about and you can crash into cones.
And bins.
And bins and whatever else Taylor crashes into.
I like crashes.
Then get yourselves a shit old car because they are great.
We call it roadside furniture. We crash into the roadside furniture.
Yeah, yeah. So I think if Bang & Olufsen isn't appealing to you, or if it wasn't appealing to you before this conversation, then I hope it is now, because go out and save shit old cars and give them a new lease of life.
Yeah, and brush some cones
and crash into stuff.
No, Taylor, you can't be encouraging.
Oh no, you can't. No, don't do that.
Not allowed to.
No.
Don't brush the cones. Just
unless
hit the
you
bins.
Do it accidentally.
Just hit the bins.
But you can use the rear bumper as a parking sensor.
Oh, that's another great thing.
Oh, it's
as
brilliant.
Well.
Yeah.
Or a rear tow bar.
Do you know what? I've been doing that in the van, because where I park at home, I back it up to a wall.
Yeah.
And I cannot see a thing out the van. I can't even really tell.
So that is your parking sensor.
Yeah, I use the tow bar. Yeah. And I do it very gently. But he did it the other night. I frightened the life out of him. I got back to mine and he was texting me, and it just went thunk, and he went, oh, parked.
Oh, that's funny. Cool. So thank you very much, Alex, for that. Very good question. Next topic, Roy.
No.
Oh, shit.
Well, it is.
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun. 20 questions time.
Oh.
Luke, do you have a car, by the way? Or can you quickly think of a car?
I thought of one.
Okay. Luke's thought of one.
Okay. All right. Right. Start with you, Rory.
I'm going to go with the stereotypical.
Oh, here we go.
Is it European? European?
Is it American?
No.
Oh.
Thank God, because I'd be out. Is it European?
No.
Is it Japanese?
Yes.
There we go.
Is it a hatchback?
No.
Oh.
Is it turbocharged?
No.
Is it a Mazda?
No.
Oh, okay.
How many questions are we on?
6.
Is it a Subaru?
No.
Toyota?
No.
What dick?
Wait, so it's not turbocharged, it's Japanese.
What have you been counting the questions, Luke?
I think we're up to 8.
Okay.
Is it a Mitsubishi?
No.
Okay.
Oh god. Is it God.
And did you say it's not a hatchback?
Nope, not a hatchback.
Is it a Suzuki?
It's not a Suzuki.
Oh, come on!
Is it a Daihatsu?
It's not a Daihatsu. You're all missing one of the biggest Japanese car manufacturers.
A Nissan.
Oh, the thing is I realised that close, very close.
Datsun.
Think Nissan, modern, not Datsun.
What?
Think what is Lexus to Toyota?
You can't give too much away, Luke.
So it's the posh version of a.
What's the posh version of a Nissan?
Everyone, why is.
So it's not a Datsun.
Everyone's screaming at us at the moment.
Again,
it's not a Nissan.
And they will be screaming at you. Oh, I'd like to point
you,
out.
You in your truck and wherever it's you are, calm down. We'll get there.
Lexus. It's Lexus is not
no,
a part
Lexus
of it.
Is okay. Toyota.
That wasn't my question.
Lexus is Toyota.
Okay.
I'd like to point out there were so many questions happening a minute ago.
Ooh. Infinity.
It is an Infinity.
Yeah. Is it an Infinity G37 or G38?
It is an Infinity G37.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was relying on it taking more than 20 questions to get to Infinity because I realised after I'd chosen that Taylor would immediately get it on Infinity.
Is that because you had one?
It's because you delivered mine that I sold.
I did, yes. Oh. I had it on my trailer.
Very.
Which I also
very
love. And if you want to buy a Woodford trailer, use the code LOOKALEX for 10% off.
Very good.
Which
very
you should
good
do because the Woodford Auto Cruiser is the best trailer in the world.
Okay. In the world.
Well, we are going to move on to the final topic of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And that is,
da-da-da-da,
what are uncool cars that you secretly adore? And that's by Gabriel Sun.
Oh, I've got loads of those.
Yeah, and I think he emailed that in, didn't he?
To he did.
The email address, which is, Rory?
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
There we go. Okay, I'm going to jump in because there is one car that I've wanted to buy for, I think, 3 or 4 years. It's on a road very close to my mum's, and the man refused to sell it to me at the time. It is a dark grey 1.9 JTDM, I think.
Oh.
Fiat Multipla.
Oh.
With a tow bar.
See, now, the Fiat Multipla.
Fantastic car.
Has always been hated. But they are starting to become a bit liked, aren't they?
They are so cool and so practical.
But no. They are not cool.
They are not cool.
They are cool.
They are not
cool. Put wheels on it and then they're cool.
They're not
cool.
Trust
me, Daddy.
But they're not. Because you drive a Fiat Multipla and the general public look at you and they go, what a moron.
No, they don't.
They do.
They're like, he's cool.
No, they think, what a pensioner.
Yeah,
it's,
and
not,
like,
it's just not
he
cool.
Likes practicality.
It's not
I like
cool.
practicality. It's a great car. It is a fantastic car.
They think, was he blind?
It's probably a good car because it's probably practical and economical, yeah. et cetera, but it's not a cool car.
Well, I'll make it a cool car. I'm going to buy that car because it's still parked there and it's ULEZ unfriendly and I don't think it's tax or MOT'd. So I know where he lives, number 39. So I'm going to knock on because I've knocked on that door many times. So I've spoken to the guy.
Yeah. Leave a note on it again.
No. I've got his number.
Oh,
I've
okay.
actually got his number.
We'll buy it.
I will buy it and then I'll prove you wrong.
It's not cool.
I'll be toned with that. So anyway, that is my choice. Uncle car that I secretly like. Well, it's not secret. I love it. Is the Fiat Multipla first gen.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you, Rory?
I think mine would be uncool to us, I reckon, but I quite like them. I think a lot of people do, which is the Fiat 500 of Bath.
Like a 595?
Yeah.
I think they're so naff.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like them, but I really just think there's something quite cool about the little stupid
the
car.
They are so noisy.
They are, aren't they? It's great.
The one thing I will say about them is they seem to be driven exclusively by two types of people. Now, they're very popular with young women. They're very popular with young women. But also, the amount of middle-aged people in sportswear that I see driving them.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Leisure
and always wear. Aggressively, as very aggressively.
I know, it's great. Isn't it? I'm going to get my leisure wear on and go get one.
You know, you are now middle-aged, Rory.
I'm not middle-aged.
You're in your 30s.
I'm 30. That's not middle-aged.
I forgot you were 30.
Yeah. So you are middle aged.
At the end of at least I'm not going to be 40 next year.
Yeah, but we're both middle aged.
No. You are not putting me in the same category.
Rory,
as you.
We're both in our 30s.
Yes, but you're old.
Doesn't matter. We're both in our 30s.
You're
really.
So
we're both
old.
Middle aged
yeah,
men.
But you're late 30s. You're like
we're
nearly 30s. Yeah, but you're nearly 40.
Yeah, but I go to the gym. I keep myself trim. Rory was saying today he's going on a diet, which I don't believe.
I am going on a diet.
You always
too fat.
Say that.
Yeah, what's happening with your trousers, though?
I've gone up a trouser size. But the problem is because I've got short legs. They don't do my trouser size. I'm going to have to start going fat shops now. Like,
what is your trouser leg?
Well, now it'd be 34, 30.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah,
so I'm 32, 30. Which and we're pathetic little legs.
Which, you know, when you go to, 32, 30 is the last of the sizes, isn't it? Like, you can't see, there's no 34, 30 in a shop.
Oh,
usually.
I shop in Gap Kids. That's easy for me.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
You don't.
I do. No, I don't.
You buy kids' jeans.
I don't.
But yeah, I'm fat.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, cars. Back to cars. Yeah. So Fiat Abarth, 595, whatever. It's not Fiat Abarth, is it? Isn't it just Abarth? Abarth 595. If you call it a Fiat, then Abarth get really arsy about
it. It's a Fiat.
It. Yeah, and everyone knows it, but Abarth, it's not a Fiat. It's not a Fiat.
Yeah, but that's why it's uncool.
Yeah.
Because of those people.
Okay. What, because of the people who actually own Fiat
Abarth? Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so that's a good contender. Taylor?
To be fair, there's quite a lot of cars that I quite like that are uncool.
No.
One of them, I've got two. One of them is my Punto, which is my first car, which you two hate. But I actually posted a picture of my trailer on my Instagram, and my Punto is in the background. And I had so many people messaging me saying, what is that car? It's so cool.
He had one.
No, I had quite a few, like genuinely people messaging me. And a lot of people also appreciate that I still got it because I've had it for 13 years.
Well, yeah, because you can't get rid of it because no one wants it.
But secondly,
the scrap man won't even take it.
No.
Shut up.
Like, well, it's got a smashed windscreen. It hasn't run for like 5 years.
But anyway, yes, it has. I drove it in that unit. But anyway.
That's why the windscreen smashed.
Yeah, it is. The second one that I have, I don't actually know if it's that uncool, but it's a Daihatsu Mira.
A Mira?
It's like a lunchbox on wheels.
Oh, that's the
Mighty
Car. The Mighty Car. It's a little Daihatsu that's square.
I think that...
It's Japanese little nugget.
Is that, no, that's cool? I think that's cool. That's not as cool.
No, that's cool.
That is cool.
I like them. I think they're really cool cars.
That is cool. That is cool. I don't think you can count that as an uncool car.
But your Fiat one is definitely shit, and that needs to be scrapped.
I love a Punto. I think they're great.
That needs to go.
Mark 1 GT turbos, they're very cool now.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Sell it. Just sell it.
You sell it.
All right, I will. £1,500 for this Fiat.
Shut up.
It's got a smash windscreen in it and never drive. Luke?
So was it uncool car we've always sort of wanted to own or have owned?
No, wanted to own. Like, what's your guilty pleasure?
Because he said Punto, and you've had the Punto. Yeah.
Taylor, you've really done the question. I'm going to think of another one.
So give me a minute.
If I hadn't have already owned one, I would have said my Mark 1 Twingo. But I think they're also a bit of a cult classic now.
Yeah.
So I have a car that for some reason, and it's so dull and uncool and boring, I don't know why.
Here we go.
I've always wanted one.
Yeah.
And I've never had one.
Yeah.
Mitsubishi Galant.
Oh,
but not like a VR4, not twin turbo, standard. Just like a 2.5 V6 non-turbo.
Yeah,
even as an auto.
You're so old, Luke.
I don't know why, but I always looked at them, and I always thought I'd quite like to see what that's like.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've never had one. And I don't know why I've never had one, because they're not much money.
No.
So yeah, that'd be mine, and it's very dull.
Do you know another dull car that is that I really like, and I've owned two of them now? Is a Mitsubishi Space Star.
Really?
They are fantastic. They are bulletproof. Literally bulletproof. Oh.
Do we class, because I've always wanted one, the Renault Aventine? Is that an uncool car?
Cool. No.
Is that just cool?
Very cool.
Yeah. Oh, damn it. All right. Okay. Taylor, come on. You must have thought of one.
The only one that I can think of, it's actually quite modern, is, you know, the new Toyota Corolla?
Oh my God, the hybrid.
Don't you think they look quite good? I look at them out on the road and I think...
He's hit the nail on the head now,
that's
to be
quite
fair.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I look at them... Like, I saw one stay in grey and I saw it and I thought, that is quite a nice
You've changed,
car.
Man. You've actually changed.
I would like to point out, I'm going to demonstrate here why I'm Taylor's perfect PA by knowing him better than he knows himself.
Yeah.
See, because I know full well there's a car that is uncool that he really wants.
Yeah.
That he hasn't had and he's forgotten about.
What is it?
Dacia Duster.
Oh yeah, I quite like
those. No, but come on, James May made them cool.
What, the Duster?
Like Duster?
Not Sandero.
Oh no, the Duster's the four-wheel drive. That's the bollocks.
And I like the Sandero Stepway.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
I quite like those.
I think we have actually hit the nail on the head there. Yeah, yeah. We have got a nice mix of uncool cars that we are actually our guilty pleasure cars.
Yeah, I quite like those.
Yeah. Let us know wherever in the podcast email, which is
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Very good. You're very good at this. On Instagram as well. You can message us on Instagram. Let us know what uncool cars we should have thought about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're close to wrapping this up, aren't we?
We are. And we've actually done it in quite good time.
Really? Well, how long have we been going for?
1 hour and 18 minutes.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to wrap this podcast up with an email. That I would like you guys and everyone listening at home to really, really, really listen to. I'm not joking around. It's a serious one here. And it comes from a guy called Nick. I received this email yesterday. And see what you think about this. Hey, Alex, Taylor and Rory. This email comes from a very dark place, but it's got a sort of happy ending. I've been watching you on Car Throttle and now Auto Alex since, well, when I first saw you and Ethan pop up. Basically, this is a massive thank you to you three, you, Taylor, and Rory. I've been having a proper shit time since 2021, and in brackets he writes, brain tumor, not cancerous, thank God, issues with my physical and mental health, to the point I've now had to give up work. I used to be a bus driver until April 2022, when because of an issue with my health, took away the one bit of happiness I had left, which was driving buses. It was my escape from real life. It made me happy. But anyways, the reason I am emailing is because I just want to make you guys aware that not so long ago, on a horrible night where I was sat in my car, miles from home, in a dangerous mental state, I was just alone. More lonely than I'd ever felt. My phone was going through YouTube with autoplay on, as you do, and I heard three blokes, laughing like absolute idiots, taking the piss out of each other and screaming laughing at each other's misfortune. I picked up the phone just in time to see Taylor's Mini exploding. I was in tears, but I was laughing. I watched the next video of you three rebuilding the engine and Taylor actually getting on the track with Misha. I don't know what happened that night, but watching you three blokes dicking about in cars and just having fun stopped the inevitable, and I drove home back to Bradford and sought help. Take all the ego you want from this, boys. You saved a life. Don't ever change. You are amazing. Much love, Nick. Yeah.
I am genuinely speechless. Some of that. That's the nicest thing I've ever heard, genuinely.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, in essence, Nick is still with us because he heard us messing about with cars.
No, Nick's still with us because Taylor's mini's shit.
It is. That's true. Your car is shit.
That's the best thing your mini has ever done.
That is, yeah.
But what a thing to do. And this is the thing, because one of the things I've noticed as well is obviously, you know, you hear that and that just, I'd love to have a witty retort for it, but you just can't because, you know, that touches you. It really does.
Yep.
But I get quite a few messages on Instagram from people who sometimes can't get hold of you guys because you have so many messages. And honestly, being able to read out some of the things that people say about how much the content that you guys make, you know, touches them. Mm. And obviously they then come to me and say, oh, I know you help out and you're so lucky to be able to do that and stuff like that. And it's so amazing to see how three blokes tarting about in front of a camera on rubbish cars really does seem to change people's lives.
I think it's actually important for us to actually realize that, you know, us doing this is more than entertainment. It is a means of escape. I've said this so many times, a means of escape for people. And in the case of Nick's situation, it stopped him from committing suicide.
Mm.
So yeah, thank you everyone who watches. I hope that, you know, you watching us, listening to us puts you in a better place. I know there's probably loads of people at the moment who are going through shit. But like Nick said, there is a way out. Seek help. And yeah, don't be afraid to speak up and yeah, try and change your life for the better.
Because
as long as we're here, we're going to do our damnedest to put a smile on your face.
I mean, I've always said to you from day one, the main reason that I wanted to do this with you guys is because I get to come here and spend quality time with my best mates and make great entertainment for everyone and make, you know, great enjoyment for everyone.
Mm.
Because I love that too. And I think that's exactly why we do it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Me and you were discussing the other day, actually, weren't we, that how it just doesn't, it's not like people think that we are like putting in all the hours because we do work very long hours.
Yeah, we do work long hours.
But I think the thing that people fail to see sometimes is the fact that we put in the long hours because we really enjoy doing it.
Exactly. Like, and I get a few people messaging me saying, oh, you know, you must be doing really well, like on YouTube, money, blah, blah. I couldn't care less.
Yeah, when you get messages like that, it literally doesn't matter. I could not care less
about money, genuinely. I just want to be able to spend time with my best mates, work on some really cool cars, make everyone out there watching this or listening to this laugh and smile.
Go on some stupid adventures as well.
Does that mean then that those KN invoices that you threatened me with earlier, they're going to disappear?
No, I need you to pay those because I owe you 10 grand.
You do actually owe me 10 grand, bloody hell. Because you bought the motorbike, the KN, and now the van.
So if you could pay my fuel invoices, that would be great.
Right, okay.
You know,
okay.
I think we did gloss over that, but yeah, Taylor's bought the... we did talk about that, that you bought the van from the championship.
Just quickly as well, before we finish, as I have thought of another car that is quite uncool like. And it's one that my mum's had quite a few of, and it is the smart car.
Oh, God.
I really like smart cars.
The
Brabus one was great. There's something about floating about in a little smart car that is just funny.
Because
you can bung it anywhere. You can drive with your head out the roof because most of them have been convertibles, which I wouldn't advise, but it is quite funny if you have done it. They're really good on fuel. They do like 60 miles to the gallon. It's petrol.
Do they tow well?
Yes. They do, yeah. It's rear engine, rear wheel drive, so it's Porsche.
And you can, the funny thing will always be when you go to London, you see smart cars that have been driven into car parkings, parallel parking. And they've just drove straight in if it's like a normal size spot. Funny.
And if they get damaged, you can go to smart and you can buy a brand new body panel in color and just bolt it on because they're all made out of plastic.
Fantastic. All right. So, I think that's a very, very nice way to end the eighth. Eighth Auto Alex podcast. I nearly said the other one. Thank you very much for watching, listening, for DMing. Please flood Instagram and Twitter with pictures of where you're listening, where you're watching, whatever you're doing. We will retweet, we will shout you out. And to Nick, fair play. Thank you so much for emailing me. We all wish you the best. And I emailed Nick and I said, keep me up to date with your progress because I want to see you succeed, Nick. Okay?
We love you, Nick.
We do love you. And we love everyone else who is going through a bad time. It will get better.
And speaking of flooding the inbox, we now need to probably go look at the A4 that's outside with its window down and it's been raining.
Oh, shit, yes.
Why's the window down?
Because I didn't put the battery in. Anyway, we're going to go and do that. Thank you very much for listening and we will see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Ta-ra.